The 2012 Lower Town Arts and Music Festival gets underway in Paducah next Friday. The three-day event brings together artists, musicians, and restaurants from the 350 miles around the River City. It also brings festival-goers from just as far. For a preview of what's new this year, Todd Hatton speaks with the festival co-director and Lower Town artist, Michael Terra.
Why is this festival different from all other festivals?
What a great question. One of the things that makes this festival very different from most of the sorts of festivals that you'll go to and enjoy is that this festival is completely oriented to the richness that we have in our own region. Everything that you enjoy at this festival, the food, the beer, the wine, the art, the music, is all going to be from right around this area. So it's a big celebration of what is very cool about living where we live.
And it sounds as though there's a lot of very interesting new things coming up, different kinds of offerings from the Paducah Improv Group, improv training they're offering, balcony theater. And I'm curious to know, what is this culinary theater that we'll be seeing?
Culinary theater is a terrific idea that Patrick, who's the head of the culinary program over at Western Kentucky Technical College, and I cooked up, where we will have a stage. And his culinary students and he will be, on a daily basis, choosing a theme and making food based around that theme and giving out samples for people to enjoy. And every day will be a different theme. So people are going to want to come back.
Well, what about kids? Is there something new for the kids this year?
Actually, there's a lot of stuff for the kids. Our kids' tent has expanded now to become over 40 feet long. So throughout the day, people will be able to sit under a shade tent and listen to Red Dog or someone like that. Right there at the kids' tent. It's going to be a pretty sweet deal. It's almost like a festival within a festival.
As you alluded to a little earlier, this is going to be a bigger taste of Paducah as well.
It is going to be a bigger taste of Paducah. We have, I think, 25% more restaurants participating. We've got, actually, Village Pizza has worked it out where they're going to be able to make hot pies and deliver them, you know, right away. And the new Rivertown Dogs people are going to be bringing some food. Cynthia's Artisan Kitchen, Buzzard Brothers, the Italian Water Ice people, and Hotel Metropolitan is going to be doing their wonderful fundraiser. So lots of good food and a good range of choices. What about the art? Can we talk about art?
Oh, no. Let's talk about the art.
As a professional artist, I like to talk about the art, but I also like to admit everything else. But we have grown substantially. We've had many more artists apply to the show. We had really top-notch professional jurors this year, people who actually run shows in places like Chicago. So the artists that we have this year are totally top-notch. A really nice group of ceramic artists are here, photographers, painters, some very neat jewelry, wood. We have a guy who actually carves guitars, and he's going to be here. So I think that the art is going to be better than it's ever been, better quality and a huge range. It's just going to be totally exciting. The weather is supposed to be wonderful. Yeah. Bring it in. Bring them on. Let's all get together and have fun.
Paducah's 2012 Lower Town Arts and Music Festival begins next Friday and wraps up Sunday, May 20th at 5 in the evening. You can find more info at lowertownamf.com. Lower Town artist Michael Terra is festival co-director. Mr. Terra, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.